So, you know, we could just start recording now if you want.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
On my phone.
What are you doing on your phone?
Looking at Instagram likes.
What sort of Instagram?
Mine.
Yours or the podcast's?
Literally me. So some I uploaded, put on my story that I'm like, I feel like I'm immune to these. And someone, a co-worker I used to work with, don't worry, she doesn't listen to the podcast, I'm sure.
Yet.
She sent me a message. She's like a pyramid scheme seller. And there's like the little like vitamin tablets that she sells.
You can get all the energy you need.
Literally. She's like, I can't remember the last time I had one of those. Our capsules give me all that kind of energy.
Oh my god. Pyramid.
Fucking hell. I mean, I'm a Nutramedics consultant. I literally don't push it on anyone. I'm just like, hey mum, they're gonna close my account. You want anything? And she's like, yeah, I'll spend $150. That's all good.
Quickly, mum, help me with my pyramid.
I don't get any money from it.
Be my pharaoh.
I don't get any money from it because they never set up the account properly.
What are you doing for them?
So mum can get some Nutramedics.
Do you get a discount?
20%.
Yeah, right.
It's not that much. It's like $2 off an item.
Hello and welcome to the podcast.
This is You, Me, and a Poltergeist. I'm Belinda and that is Brayden.
I am Brayden. Yeah, hello, exorcisters, poltergeists.
Poltergeist and exorcists.
We're here with another...
Stay exa-sexy.
Exa-sexy.
No, we won't do that.
You were trying to coin like a new phrase for us to have. Because
I want a phrase. Everyone has a phrase.
We are definitely lacking phrases.
I like exercise regularly, but then you started to do stay spooky and I was like, and exercise.
But stay spooky is like what everyone does.
That's what everyone does. Exactly. That's why we shouldn't do it.
No, that's why we shouldn't do it. But exercise regularly sounds good, but it sounds like you're just asking people to go and work out.
But if they are paranormal fans, they would understand. I'm not talking about get on your exercise bike. By the way, I just bought one. Thank you very much. I'm talking about getting on your exercise bike or going to the gym. I'm talking about getting your crucifix out, get your fucking holy water, exercise the shit out of people. Get the negativity out of here. Exercise regularly, bitches.
Well, I guess after that rant, we have to do it now. Cause
I just personally like it, okay?
All right.
But if you have other ideas, I am open to hearing.
Let's shoot some ideas right now from the hip. What's a paranormal word? Give me one. We'll go with exercise regularly.
Yeah. I've gone like, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That'll be our outro from now on.
Oh boy, another episode ended today. I don't know what an outro would be. But we're talking about it in the intro. That's okay.
Yeah, intro to the outro.
Intro to the outro. Name of the episode.
Yeah, we'll get to the actual content soon, but we're just going to figure out what the hell's going on with our outro.
Get warmed up.
We do. Let's do some jumping jacks in our mind.
Because we exercise regularly.
Oh.
The other exercise, bitch, what the fuck?
The power of Christ.
Exercises you. I don't know. The power of Christ crossfits you. What?
I choked on my own laughter. Deadly.
Thanks. My jokes are
deadly. Yeah.
Let that be on the record. Mm. I was talking to mum today that I want us to do live shows, which is not going to happen right now. We've got like 90 followers on Instagram. That's literally nothing. It's literally our friends and family.
I could fill a room.
A small room.
I mean, like you can't fit 90 people in here.
Classroom, maybe.
Classroom?
Like a dance room.
Yeah. You'd be hard-pressed.
A dance room.
You'd be hard-pressed together.
I was talking to Mom. I was like, I want us to do live shows, obviously, because, like, we have amazing stage presence.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We got jazz hands for days.
That was the sound effect for jazz hands. And I was saying, though, that I want our first show to be, obviously, in Queensland, because I'm not fucking going anywhere else for our first show.
What about our beautiful fans out in the world?
They can come to us.
First show in Iceland.
No.
Come on.
No, obviously in Queensland, Brisbane, at the Tivoli.
Oh, that's a good venue.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if our 90 fans would be willing to fork out enough money to pay for the Tivoli, but eventually. Get your tickets to our show. Only $5,000 for the evening of laughs.
We're literally like taking an hour spot.
Yeah.
As if we'd have any support acts. We are the acts. Like, who are we going to get to support us? What low budget comedian's going to come up and support us?
No one.
Exactly.
But I don't know. I feel like we're a different kind of comedy. We're just like not professional, you know.
No.
So we can't have someone professional doing comedy. We could just get like a shitty like ventriloquist or something to do.
We should go to, what's that, the Palm Beach Tavern.
Oh.
And pull just one of those people, just pluck it.
Pluck them. Like pluck a bad them. Version.
Like a bad
like
one.
Like a bad version
that
from
way
an open
when
mic.
We come on,
we're all
we're
right.
We're the best of the night.
We'd just be okay.
People are like, oh, the podcast is funnier than the live show.
So we got to go and like recruit some low-level comedians.
Like super low-level. Like they don't even get paid to stand
up
there.
Oh, wow.
Like low level.
It's free.
Like it's their first time up there and we're like you on our
free
podcast.
Free exposure.
One show tour now.
Yes. The...
And we're not going to pay them. Complete silence. We're not paying them. We need this money.
Workers'
too.
Rights.
It's free labour. They're actually a child. We're getting a child. It's child labour. Just going to be a child standing up there going, so...
I like cheese.
Blue whales are really big and they don't eat anything but krill. And thank you. And then we come on and we're like, what's up, Exorcisters and Poltergeist, motherfuckers, what?
And
everyone's
like,
this is better than the child.
That little child's on like the edge of the stage and I just kick her into the crowd.
I was imagining like a little boy.
Oh,
you
boy.
You a girl? Wow.
Well, we're just like hating the opposite right now.
Because I'm looking at a boy.
You're just, yeah, and
you're
I'm just thinking
girl.
Of toe punting like a little version of you. But
that if, you want to kick.
No, but if you were like shaped like a football and like were a football with just a wig.
You would kick me.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's your primary function if you're a football.
Yeah, but I'm your football. You're in a relationship with me.
Well, I love you,
football.
My precious football.
Have you cut a hole in me?
Why'd I cut a hole in a football that loses all its inflatability?
Yeah, but I'm your girlfriend.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
Extra special powers.
Extra special powers.
Otherwise known as ESP.
ESP, also actually known as extrasensory perception.
Seasonal purposes.
Oh, so it's like a retail thing.
I was thinking of like seasoning that you put on like everything.
Ah,
like an all-purpose season.
Which is what I have all the
but
time.
But rebranded.
Yeah. So we're talking about that
extra
today.
Seasonal purposes.
Yeah. We are talking when about
cooking
food
show,
condiments.
It's you, me, and the pancakes.
Hello, Exorcisters and pan...
I won't be Exorcisters anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hope you're all excited for this week's episode.
Oh my god. Yeah, we're talking about ESP, which is extra...
Oh my god.
Which is extrasensory perception, otherwise known as the ability to... Oh, well, otherwise actually known as the sixth...
Extra special powers.
As what? Otherwise known as the sixth sense. which is essentially just the ability to sense things beyond the original capabilities of your five senses. Smell. I nearly said nose. Nose, ear, eye, mouth,
hands.
Tongue. Hands. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, other than those.
Like, in Sixth Sense, he sees dead people.
Exactly.
And Bruce Willis is dead. Spoiler.
So, the ability to have, like, premonition on different things, the ability to transport your mind to another location and know things, the ability to garner information about events without knowledge.
Can I just show an example that happened to me today / yesterday?
Yeah, tell us, you ESP.
So, my manager at work says to me, guess how many boxes we're getting tomorrow, like boxes of stock. And I was like, 25 or 26? And she's like, we're getting 26 boxes.
Oh my God.
But wait, it gets better. Revert back to when I said, do you guys remember? I said 25 or 26. Yep. Are we ready for this?
It was 2 seconds ago. We remember.
Okay. Today, guess how many of the boxes were actually delivered? 25.
Oh.
ESP, bitch.
You've got extra
special powers.
I was going to say sexual.
I do have extra sexual penises, but
you have an that's double extra. That's for
a different podcast.
Imagine you just open up a bag of dicks.
What's his name? Moy? No?
I don't know what it is. The hormone monster.
The hormone monster just has a bag of dicks.
He does have a bag of dicks.
And you get a dick, and you get a dick. We all get dicks.
The Oprah of
dicks.
Erectiles. So,
I'll let Brayden continue.
Yeah, all sorts of different things around being able to sense things that aren't garnered by the original senses are classified as ESP.
So, is this how I knew that my ex-boyfriends were always cheating on me?
You have ESP.
Yeah.
After World War II, the United States government actually...
Is it in or after?
After. After World War II.
In after.
So after World War II, the United States government actually began trial on testing psychics for military purposes.
Holy shit.
In what is called, you know, they have the race to nuclear arms, they have the race to the moon... Most of these against Russia. Upon reaching the Cold War, it was learned that Russia was in fact investing money to militarize psychics and ESP. And the government was of the United States was like, if they got it, we in a real problem if we don't have it, because it could be real. Let's spend $20 million and research it.
They wanted to weaponize psychics and ESP.
Yeah. And in about 10 million pages of documents that they released, not all relating to ESP, but some of them, they actually had some pretty significant findings.
Mm.
And some not so other significant findings. Let's lead with one of them.
Okay.
One of their Let's findings
build up the tension.
Was that they wanted to test if dogs had ESP.
100%. Molly. Right.
She did nothing. She's nowhere.
She always knows.
She knows.
When she's gonna poop.
Oh, that is a sense and a half. That's a sixth sense.
No, she knows when we're actually getting up out of bed.
Yeah, you know?
Now
to do a poop.
Now sometimes we get up and she stays in bed because she knows we're coming back.
Yeah, Mouse doesn't have that yet because he shits on the floor.
Oh, once or twice.
I mean, every other day. But, yeah, so they tried to test these beautiful young rovers whether or not they had ESP. What's that noise?
Priscilla.
Oh.
Going,
meow. Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Don't bring her in. So they tried to, they tried to test these dogs to see whether or not they actually had ESP. And in their first test, they took like 50 dogs to a beach and they tried to get them to sense the presence of underwater mines for obvious purposes in the Cold War against Russia.
How many dogs died?
Zero.
Okay.
But they had significant findings with what was supposedly said to only have been achievable through ESP.
What'd they find?
Mines. Underwater mines that they put out there. Yeah,
they actually found them.
They discovered them. But another study was done some many years later, which was then concluded to be completely stupid, because dogs have like 50 times the senses in every single way that humans do. So they're just so dialed in that it's like they dogs know something's smart. Going on. Yeah. And dogs
are. Mouse?
Yeah. No, mouse isn't it. No, he's a good boy.
He didn't even know we said that.
No. Mouse. But you have to think as well, dogs.
Does he know the name?
You have to think as well, dogs have an ability to almost like. When you think of like a horror movie or something where a ghost is coming in, they're like. You know, they can sense it. They can sense.
And then the dog's dead in the next scene and the little girl has to find it.
Yeah. But.
That's when I cry.
I feel like dogs don't or may have ESP. I don't know. Or their just senses are so heightened in other regards that they can notice tiny little shifts.
Like Spider-Man.
Like yesterday when we were waiting for Uber Eats to arrive and then we heard a dog barking and we're like, the Uber Eats is here.
Uber Eats.
They were driving up the road. ESP.
Spider-Man,
Spidey sense.
Dogs are Spider-Man.
Dogs are Batman. So.
Spider-Man. That's his web. That was me just slurping up my drool from going.
So, in this Cold War sort of experiments that they were doing with people with supposed ESP, they did these tests for well over 50 years. And these psychics were housed in buildings next to nuclear bombs, warheads. You know, they're weapons to the United States military at this point. One of the most popular sort of experiments that they were trying to get them achieve, you know, they were particularly interested in bringing in people who obviously profess to having psychic power, ESP. Exactly, you. So they would have brought you in and, you know, you could have shown them your sick trick where you're holding the spoon and you bend it with your mind, I say.
Telekinesis. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Telepathy is where you can read thoughts.
It's talking via mind.
Same fucking thing. You can read their thought, yeah.
Mind read. But
got so angry then. I'm so sorry.
You got tears in your eyes. You're welling up from anger.
That's because I keep yawning.
Oh. But,
I'm so sad.
Yeah, so they weren't interested in Johnny Spoons, who can make the cutlery bend. Because, you know, we all know that's some shitty parlor trick where he just, like, fucking rubs the edge of the spoon and bends. They were interested.
That's how they do it?
Yeah. They get, like, a spoon that's made of, like, a lesser material. Or they're just, like, sort of, they're always, like, moving their hand. I think they're rubbing, that's how they do it. They, like, rub the metal till it, like, heats and they can, like, bend it and move it.
Hmm. But, like when you get a pencil and you wave it and it looks like it's gone, baby.
Sure. Same magic.
It's magic, it exists.
Just a trick. But what they were really interested in, they'd bring these people in and they'd try and get them in to do something called remote viewing. Now, remote viewing is pretty much just extending your mind, trying to find someone. There are instances where one man they brought in was named Yuri Geller, who was professed...
Yuri Geller.
A former Israeli paratrooper who was said to be able to bend spoons with his mind, and that was his big parlor trick, but he had other things where he could, like, apparently sense things, and,
you said paratrooper.
Paratrooper.
Yep.
Paratrooper. Paratrooper.
A paratrooper.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Yeah. So, this guy actually managed to demonstrate some interesting observations and things within the field. He was taken to one room, the scientists were in the other room, and they drew a drawing. and he was told to spend time thinking about what they were drawing and try to sort of gather what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And he drew pretty much exactly what they draw.
Mm.
They drew a kite. He drew a kite. That could all be coincidence.
They drew a penis.
He drew a penis.
I probably just drew a penis just to be fun.
Yeah, so Uri Geller didn't really get much other use aside from being able to figure out a kite, but there's potential that he may have just, you know, guessed it or had some sort of idea as to what the person was about to draw.
I feel like drawing a kite would be pretty... simple?
Yeah, that's like a simple shape, like a diamond with a cross in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So, Army veteran Joseph McMonagall stood out among the remote viewers who worked with the... They stood out among the remote viewers who worked with the government in this top secret program. This McMonagall was involved in some 450 missions over the span of 8 years.
Wow.
This included helping the army locate hostages in Iran, pointing CIA agents to a shortwave radio concealed in a pocket calculator that was a suspected KGB agent captured in South Africa. Another remote viewer named Angela Ford was asked to help track down a former customs agent who had gone on the run. She was able to actually pinpoint the person in the US when the customs was trying to find him 100 miles away.
Do you reckon she's just sitting there, like, guessing, and she's like, oh, fuck.
Right here. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, maybe.
She, like, just threw some spaghetti.
So, this whole operation during the Cold War was called Operation Stargate. There are a bunch of different tests that we can do to determine if one of us would be able to enter Operation Stargate. Or if we have ESP. Or if we want to start our own cool operation in personal investigation service, where we pretty much just tell people where people are from a distance. So there are a few things we can do to test whether or not we have ESP.
Mm-hmm.
One of them we'll do a bit later because it's a bit more involved. But right now, in my hand, I have a deck of cards. I've shuffled them indiscriminately.
Indiscriminately.
One of these so-called techniques is to guess what colour this card is going to be, Belinda.
Well, there's only two options.
Exactly.
Red.
It's black.
Damn it.
You don't have ESP.
Don't have ESP.
Try again.
Black.
It's red.
Damn it. No, you ESP. Did this on purpose.
I did not. How did I know what you were going to guess unless I have ESP?
Oh, twist. Okay, try again.
So, hold on. So, this apparently is a method that is supposedly meant to train your ESP. You're guessing cards. There's a, like, 50-50 chance that you're going to get it right.
Well, I got it wrong twice.
If you went through 52 cards and got them all right, then I thought maybe, hey, you're either a really, really good guesser or you got ESP. Okay. So here you go. Give me another one.
Red.
It's black.
Fucking hell.
All right, here you go. Something a bit harder. Maybe your ESP needs something more to activate. So guess the number or the face card.
3 and it's black.
It's ace and it's black.
I got that it was black.
You got that it's black. And that's good. Here you go. Here's some other cards that are indiscriminately shuffled. They are Uno cards. Guess what card this is.
Draw 4.
It's a 1.
What the fuck?
All right. So those are two tests, you know.
One ESP.
There's other tests.
I think I'm thinking two outside the box.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? It's going to be fucking...
So there's other...
Well, okay, that's let me test it on you.
Okay, all right. What do you want to do?
Do this one-sided dish.
Okay, hey, I'm just testing.
Yeah, let's see how bad you are.
Okay, huh? Give it to me. Red.
It's black. Okay, you got it wrong.
You got like three... you got like three chances. Give me... If I get two out of three, if I even get one, I'm better ESP than you.
Punch in the face.
Red. It's a joke. Oh, what the fuck?
It's black.
Get that shit out of here.
He literally threw the card. No. Okay. One more.
Black. It's black.
Hey, you only knew that because the first two were black.
ESP. Red. It's red. I'm on a roll. I can go for five. It's red. It's red.
You shuffled these, you know.
It's black. It's black.
Okay.
I'm doing this weird flicker with my eyes, pretending like I'm seeing into the future. It's black again. It's red. I don't have ESP.
Ha ha, motherfucker, what?
Jesus,
what?
That's a loud sound. Oh, when you go... Ha! So, another test that sort of gets an idea whether or not you have extra superpowers.
Extra special powers.
Yeah, ESP, whatever works in the anagram. Is that the word? Anagram? I don't know. Whatever works in that context is called something that I've done before.
Acronym?
Acronym. There it is. So
anagram is where it's like a
jumbled
word
up
mixed
you.
Up or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can find it in a word. So
that's ESP.
That is. No, it's this, not. This test is called the Gunsfield Experiment. And it is... It is actually something I've done before, not to sort of gather the information or not whether I have ESP, but
Mr.
just
ESP
because it is a poor man's sensory deprivation.
I am a poor man. Have you ever had poor man's pizza?
Have not.
So it's a piece of bread, normally the crust.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got
yeah.
a little bit
and
of
tomato
saucy
sauce.
Okay, you get whatever veggies, whatever meat, whatever cheese you've got left.
But nothing too expensive because it's a poor man.
Because it's a poor man's pizza.
It essentially is you just straight up put some ping pong balls, white ones, over your eyes. You listen to white noise in your ears.
I like white noise.
Well, it'll all drain out soon and everything will be okay. And you have a red light shining on your face and you're meant to be sitting in some position that's comfortable to where you won't be like... thinking about what you're doing with your body. And what I found when I did it, I didn't find that I had ESP because I wasn't testing that, but your senses sort of fade out. The sound in your ears just nullifies to nothing. The red sort of light passing through the white ping pong balls again nullifies to nothing and becomes black.
Mm-hmm.
And then your mind begins making shapes and sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw, like, these weird, like, vibrant orange and, like, pink, like, colour swirls just, like, moving around in my eyes. It was really strange, but really interesting and a cool experiment to do. And supposedly,
mm-hmm.
when you're in this state, your ESP...
You pee a little.
You pee a little. You ESP a little. Your ESP senses are heightened. Your sixth sense... Your chakra, your eye, your third eye is open to the world. You know, because if you believe all that, maybe. I don't know.
I believe in a lot besides ghosts.
Yeah. So all that stuff. Yeah, we should clarify that just because we're a paranormal channel, we don't believe everything. But hey, maybe ESP is real.
Some things I'm like, fuck the skeptics. That bitch is stupid.
Yeah, you're like anti-skeptic for a lot of like ghost stuff.
Yeah, because I'm like, why be... The buzzkill to fucking everything.
But here's one thing that's paranormal. Do you believe in magic?
Yes.
You cast a spell on me.
Yeah, I deal with this pussy.
Oh.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
we're a family channel.
We really aren't.
I know. So with this...
We've given out plenty of warnings. The warning of explicit on the podcast title.
It is. So with the Gunsfield experiment, apparently it makes you more susceptible to being able to communicate telepathically and receive messages. So what we were thinking of doing today was one of us or both of us are going to have a turn to do it, but we're going to enter the Gunsfield experiment live on air, and I'm going to be sending an image. We should just say straight off the bat, I saw this sort of idea on Rhett & Link, Good Mythical Morning. I do love that show. And
it's a fun show.
It fits along with the ESP theme that we're running with today. So we're going to spend 15 minutes trying to send a message telepathically to the person in the Gunsfield experiment. And when they are finished, they are going to guess from a selection of four images. If they guess the correct image that we were trying to send, then clearly they have ESP. But at the same time, we're going to be obviously communicating what exactly we're seeing in our third eye.
A question.
Okay, question.
More of a statement.
Sure, go.
I haven't picked out four photos.
Hey, I got a statement too. Me either. Okay. So we're going to do it on the spot.
I'm going in blind.
Call me Johnny on the spot. I'm going to do it now. So first
you're Johnny on the spot. Do it now.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we should just straight up enter the Gunsfield zone.
Hell yeah, who's gone first?
I guess you're going first,
because
we're going to set this up. So we have little ping pong balls. I know you can't see them because you're over the voice world.
Well, listen to them.
Yep, that is 100% guarantee that there are ping pong balls here.
I love that. I need to hear how that sounds.
You can follow us on Instagram. We are going to have an image up, and we might even have some stories up from the Gunsfield experiment. So when this experiment is happening, Belinda will not be able to hear me, and I will not be able to hear.
Don't be filming me. I don't have pants on.
No. It's all good.
Okay.
Head up only.
I got a brassiere on.
A brassiere?
Brassiere on.
What's that?
A bra.
Oh, right. So when the person is in the Gunsfield experiment, they will not be able to hear anything. But Belinda's just going to be communicating to us what exactly she's seeing, I say in quotations.
I have a question.
Okay, another question. Go ahead.
If I start having a panic attack, can it be over immediately?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Let's get into the gun zone. Belinda has entered the gun zone. She is ready to begin the Gunsfield experiment. I have a number of images that I've chosen for her to guess from at the end, but one of them I will be trying to telepathically transmit to her brain to see if she has ESP. How you feeling, babe?
Good.
Are you ready to have ESP?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to start the white noise at maximum volume.
Countdown from three.
All right, 3, 2, 1, your 15 minutes begins now. The white noise should be starting.
I don't like white noise. Okay.
Can you hear me? Alright, there was no response there, so I will only assume that Belinda cannot hear me. I am speaking quietly, so she does not.
I'm trying not to laugh, because that's just my anxiety.
What I am trying to send Belinda is a picture of a seal with its mouth wide open. It is on green grass.
I just want to laugh. I can't laugh because everything will fall off. Okay.
The seal has its mouth wide open. No. It is in an open grassy field.
I just want to laugh. I can't. Okay. Feel a lot of pressure. Every time I talk, this earbud keeps moving. Okay, is there something pink? Ooh. Well, you can't answer back. Why am I asking? It's a fucking question. I feel like there's something pink.
The seal's
mouth. And I don't know.
Tiny bit of pink in the seal's mouth. Belinda doesn't know that.
Is there a baby?
There is no baby.
Like the baby's kind of got pinkish skin. It's not like a pink baby. But like its undertones pink. It's not that peanut butter baby going, oh, with the peanut butter. No, it's probably not that.
Funnily enough, the seal is making a face.
It's probably not a baby at all, to be honest. I don't know. I just see it. I don't know if I'm thinking pink because of the red. This like kind of looks like nothing, to be honest. It just feels like kind of fun in the picture.
The seal does look kind of like it's having a good time.
Funness going on.
There is indeed a little funness.
Like a party. It's like a party.
It's not a party.
I don't know. Are you laughing at me?
Yes.
I can't hear you. Why don't you fucking laugh at me? Swear to God.
The seal is only, like, laughing.
Thinking of the one image, I hope.
I am.
Because, I don't know, there seems to be a small child. I'm probably so wrong. Okay, I personally feel like I'm on a plane and my butt is sinking through a toilet. That's just how I'm feeling personally. And that's got nothing to do with any pictures. That's just how I'm feeling.
Unfortunately, that's
still
doesn't...
just like the color I am getting the most is pink, but there seems to be like shadows. Is it a smiling baby? Like, I don't know why I keep thinking it's a baby.
The seal
but
is
I think
smiling.
It's a baby. It's like it's just either a baby or just a small child. And is it a girl? It's either that or I'm guessing someone's pregnancy right now.
The seal
someone's
is
about
very
to have a baby
fat.
And it's a girl.
The seal's probably very not. Fat. I wouldn't guess that it has something to do with the baby fat. But the seal is smiling happily.
I don't know what else I'm supposed to say or talk about.
Elaborate.
I don't know if I'm supposed to guess anything. Is it, oh my gosh, is it that little girl from that meme and she's riding in the back of the car and she's got like the messy makeup and she's all like, is it that? And there's like the Lana Del Rey song. Is that the, is that the meme? Is it that little girl? She keeps coming to mind. I feel like that's it. That's not it, is it? I feel like that's it, but it's not, is it? It's just what I'm thinking of. It's not what you're thinking of. I don't have ESP, do I? I can't even hear you.
Alright, we're going to stop there, babe. You going to come out?
Yeah, I'm out.
You did about 10 minutes.
Okay.
We'll edit that down, obviously, to catch the highlights of it. But what I am going to do now, you know, interesting discoveries we had during that.
A lot of
you
babies.
Know. I was speaking to the audience the whole time, commentating on what you were speaking about, yeah, giving them little, like, oh, I don't know about that, oh, could be this, or, you know, something like that.
I did really so, bad, didn't I?
No, not at all. So, in your camera photos, you have, after this image of a chair that you have there for some reason, you
it's
have...
It's the chairs I want for our stage live.
Okay.
That kind of... style chair.
Very nice. So, in here, you have four images. The images, one of which I was sending you via my sweet telepathy
just
for you to pick
up.
Just
tell me how bad I do.
With ESP. So, what I want you to go through here is, through these images, I want you to explain to the audience what exactly the image is, and then after explaining the four images, I want you to guess what the image was that you were trying to pick up with your ESP. So, the first image. Do tell everyone what the first image is.
It looks like a possum body with a baby's face.
Right.
And a snake tongue.
Yep, a very interesting image to be sending.
The next image is a Japanese person. Is it Japanese?
Yeah.
No. With string wrapped around their face like a million times. So they're pulling a weird face, kind of like a pork roast, but a face with glasses on. What the fuck is this shit? And there's a little boy that does not look happy. He kind of has some Jeffrey Dahmer glasses on with like his hair's actually a
a Maltese Shih Tzu fucking dog's face with its tongue out. And then the last one's a laughing seal?
Yeah.
Was it the possum one?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately.
Oh, I wanted it to be the baby so bad. Yeah. I was so wrong.
I was trying to send you the laughing seal.
I was so wrong.
I went, well, you started going on about pink and I was like, well, I do see a little bit of pink in the mouth of the seal, but I'm not too sure whether I could say, hey, that's for sure 100%.
Should have said that. Green. I was seeing grass. You should have, but I didn't know.
You should have just gone for it, babe.
I didn't want to just be like, oh.
Grass. I would have been like, oh.
I felt so under pressure.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It is a bit of a tricky situation being in the gun zone.
And I
zone.
Didn't realize how much static noises, white noises, made me so anxious.
Oh, really? A bit hard?
Heart race a million times a minute.
Yeah. Well, you did really well conveying what you were seeing. It was very, you were speaking very loud, obviously, because you're trying to speak across the static, but it was coming up perfectly, so well done. You know, unfortunately,
I thought I was seeing that little girl from that meme.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I see pink and a lot of shadows around it. And I'm like, oh, is that a little girl meme?
Yeah.
I was so fucking wrong.
You were close.
It was a laughing seal. Why do you get the most absurd fucking images?
Because I want to make sure that it's not something
Excuse
you can just
me,
guess.
But I said baby face, and one of the photos had a baby face.
Let me see. Oh, the possum baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. It could have been that transmitting over. How about let's swap places? I'll enter the gun zone.
Wasn't fucking wrong,
and you can see if you can telepathically
justify it.
Yeah, so far, you know, we'll see if I have ESP. So go ahead and choose your four images, if you will. I will get nice and comfy here in the guns chair of destiny.
Okay.
I will put on my little ping pong balls of awesomeness.
You just typed in funny animal image.
For the last one, yeah.
Put your headphones in, buddy.
Yeah, I definitely can't hear you, so speak.
Hi, how are you today?
No chance.
Okay.
All right.
He's...
Tap me or something when you want me to begin my guesstimations.
Okay. So I've got a picture of a...
All right, I'm just going to really try and focus on what you're trying to send me right now.
It's a picture of Cat in the Hat.
Using my extrasensory perception.
So it's just still...
I'm seeing something metal. Rounded.
Mm-hmm.
There's motion to it. There's motion to this thing. It's like an action.
Nope.
A metal action, whatever the hell that is.
Not at all. It's just Cat in the Hat.
There's stone. I'm seeing the color purple for some reason.
Not at all.
Thorns. No. A rose.
Oh my gosh, no. Ooh.
Flower.
Like, he's getting there with the red, I guess. But he didn't say red, did he? He just said
an image. A drawing.
It's not a drawing. It's definitely Cat in the Hat, but it's from
a sword. Something sharp.
There's nothing sharp.
Something
in
that can harm you.
Probably. It is Cat in the Hat.
Purple.
I don't know where
purple,
he's getting purple from.
Cloud, fluffy.
Oh, fluffy.
There's like a softness to it.
No.
But it's metal apparently
it's
somehow.
Not metal at all.
Steel wool. I don't know.
Steel wool? No.
I'm getting like a weird like shield shape. Object.
Mm-mm.
Like
he's so off. It's so far off. So it's just Cat in the Hat from the Cat in the Hat movie. The real live action play one. With Mike Myers as Cat in the Hat. That's all it is. It's that still of Mike Myers as Cat in the
wheels.
Hat.
Wheels.
It's absolutely no
rubber.
Wheels.
I'm going back to the thorns. Like a beanstalk. Climbing. There's climbing involved in this image. Metal. They're climbing metal. And there's flowers everywhere. Yes. What the hell? It's being thrown. Like a flower. Here's your flower. Take it.
Here's your flower.
And then climb it like a beanstalk.
That's really not right at all. He's so wrong.
Purple.
It's purple.
Purple.
It's no purple.
There's blue. Water. There's water.
Oh, shit. That one of the other pictures is SpongeBob underwater. But he's naked.
Oh, slow. But it's slow.
But I've got Cat in the Hat up on my screen.
Water. Underwater.
My god. Okay, now I'm freaked out.
Underwater.
I've got Cat in the Hat on my screen.
With rocks.
It's Cat in the Hat.
Seaweed.
I have Cat in the Hat.
Sharp sea anemones.
Oh my god, he's gonna get a SpongeBob meme.
I'm
god fucking damn it.
Hitting a very broad range of topics right now.
Cat in the Hat, though. I've got Cat in
metal
the Hat.
Sea anemones.
Cat in the Hat.
Shipwreck.
It's not a shipwreck either. It's a fucking Cat in the Hat.
No. No, that's not it. It's round.
I guess
it is. There's roundness to it.
Yeah,
and softness.
It's definitely soft.
Soft like a cloud, but it can be hard like metal, too. And purple.
It's not purple. It's just like none of it's purple.
And
it's
also
purple.
Thorns. Okay,
the,
for some reason, thorns.
The purple is the
like sharp things.
There's no sharp things. There's no thorns. There's no roses. The purple is
the Statue of Liberty.
It is not the Statue of Liberty.
What the fuck? X.
So no X.
X in the sky, like Batman symbol, but it's like X-Man, not men. X-rated.
It's
porn.
I was gonna put a porn.
This thing has a big dick.
It's Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. Slinging dicks. Big old
Cat in the Hat.
Thorn.
Cat in the Hat. It's motherfucking Cat.
I don't know what I'm guessing anymore. This is hard. I'm not getting anything new.
Okay.
My ESP is limited.
Okay. Alright. Okay.
Okay, am I coming out of
yeah,
the gun
come out
zone?
Of it. You've been in about 7 minutes, but all right. Since you said that you're not getting a lot of stuff coming through, then
sure.
I thought I'd stop you.
Okay. Now you're gonna
just swipe and you'll see the ones and then guess which one I was trying to telepathy to you.
Sure. So the first image is SpongeBob under the ocean, puffed out.
And naked.
And naked. Breathing on the side of a something or other. There's like
a rock.
Rock, yep. There's the Cat in the Hat, smiling and looking cheekily towards the camera.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Grinch looking menacingly towards the camera, some weird green in the background. And then there's peaches.
I just wanted to go like really simple
lots of
things.
Peaches. So I think you were trying to send me SpongeBob.
No, actually.
Okay. Damn.
I was trying to send you Cat in the Hat.
Cat in the Hat.
The
oh,
whole,
man.
I'm sitting here going, it's fucking Cat in the Hat. There is goddamn no purple. And then when you're like, oh yeah, soft. And I'm like, yep, yep. And you're like, but can also be hard. Like metal.
And apparently Cat in the Hat has a big dick.
Probably.
I was just, oh man, this makes so much sense to what I was thinking about, though. Right? Underwater.
You should have heard me. I was like, oh damn, the other meme, the other one is a fucking SpongeBob meme.
Oh man, there's purple in the background. He's leaning on stone. There's no thorns, but there's little plants, which is what kind of it was getting at.
So, like...
But Cat in the Hat, hey?
We're picking up on the things that we're not trying to telepathy.
So we're... Super extra.
Super extra special powers.
CESPA.
CESP.
What, just CESP? There's no way.
Absolutely not.
Super extra special powers, alright?
Alright, bitch.
CESPA.
CESPA.
So I think we can clearly say that neither of us... We absolutely
have ESP.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got ESP.
Yep, ESPN.
We have extra sensory power.
Powers. We have extra special powers. And I feel like making Cat in the Hat by Lockscreen.
Absolutely. He's a beautiful man thing.
So do Cat in the Hat for some reason.
Oh, interesting. Fetish. Obviously, our tests aren't by any means scientifically accurate or anything that the people probably would have been doing, you know, but hey.
I would say it's pretty accurate in me guessing baby faces.
Yeah, and me guessing underwater.
I think we got a little ESP.
So...
You know what? I was actually thinking of getting a penis picture.
Oh, really? That's what I was hoping. God.
Oh, yeah, you were.
That's what I was, like, worrying about. I was like, I bet... When I just started noticing genitalia in my visions that I was having, my ESPN visions, I was just like, oh, no, babe's done it. So, obviously, yeah, we do have ESP.
What was your reaction, though, when I started saying baby faces?
I was like, oh, she's thinking of the other thing. But at the same time, that weird...
Sorry.
Yeah, the weird... The
seal.
Seal was very jolly and sort of looked like it was like a...
I did say happy, didn't I?
And it was like chubby. Like fun. And you started talking about how maybe you're thinking about a mother pregnant. And I was like, oh, this thing's like pretty blubbery. So she could be like confusing blubbery baby.
I was seeing pink and a baby face. So I was like, maybe I'm just like guessing someone's pregnancy.
Yeah. Or maybe you're just, you know.
ESP. We've got ESP. Yeah. I think that's our discovery for this podcast.
And that brings us into today's sponsor for this show, ESPN.
ESPN. Not actually a sponsor, just
extra
a joke.
Super...
Penis nuptials.
What the fuck?
That's just the first two things that came to my head.
Yeah.
Penis on the brain now. Golly gosh.
So whether or not ESP or... ESPN. You know, psychic powers or anything like that is actually real. We don't know. But hey,
we can
each
try.
Their own. And we did our darndest to test it today.
Absolutely. I put myself in a very
uncomfortable situation.
Anxious, anxiety inducing situation, that's for sure.
I do think it's pretty interesting that the government of Russia and the US both invested time and money, like millions and millions of dollars, looking into psychic phenomenon. That was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, if there is a psychic phenomenon, cool. Awesome. If not, I think a lot of psychics, I say with my fingers in quotations, are
bullshit
and scammers, but surely there could be some out there who are in fact
just
experiencing
lucky,
things.
Like guessing.
Like I get deja vu every other day.
Yeah. I hate when I have a dream and then a couple weeks later that dream happens.
Yeah. So that's the sixth sense.
Well, I can predict the future.
Exactly.
Remember, 25 boxes were delivered today. No, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So I said when I was in that situation, it kind of felt like I was a plane and I was sinking down in the toilet. Yeah. How did you feel in that situation the more and more you went into the depth of the ESP situation?
Of the guns fell?
Yeah, of like having the static noise and the blocking of the vision becoming a new vision.
The... The noise faded out. I didn't notice it at all.
I see. All I heard was the noise because I think that's the thing that's making me the most anxious.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't hear any of the noise, and the I was just trying to look almost through the ping pong ball / red light combo to try and I don't know how exactly these people are meant to see or feel the images or whatever, but I was thinking maybe these images are going to materialize as the sort of hallucination of the Ganzfeld experiment, because Ganzfeld is sensory deprivation, so your mind goes into a zone where it creates images because it's essentially bored, images and sounds, because you're listening to a constant stream of static noise. So I was just seeing, like, you know, things started obviously changing and like moving.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to interpret little tiny weird, you know, movements in the shapes and patterns of the thing that I was looking at as what I was guessing.
But absolutely wrong. You were so off.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, honestly, no. I've done it before though, so it's not too weird. Last time I did it for like an hour, I think, or something like that.
That's creepy.
Yeah, but it gets crazy like 30 minutes in. Like things, like, you know,
really start happening.
Yeah, like, you know, colours and things start moving, everything fades, all your vision goes completely black, your ears, you hear nothing. It's just like normal sound, and it's like you're just like suspended in a chair, but like in just like darkness and nothingness, and then your mind creates an image. It's really cool.
Wow.
Fun experiment for people to try at home to, you know, potentially hallucinate or to potentially find out if you have ESP.
We just take mushrooms.
That could work too, but
we do not condone doing anything legal.
Yes, exactly. So we are you, me, and a poltergeist, and we are on the
TNC Network.
Indeed. Go over there, check them out, review some of their podcasts, listen to some of their podcasts first before you review them. They are a lot of fun.
But most of all, please rate, review, and subscribe to ours.
Yes, because we love you guys and we want to build this strange little podcast that we have to the moon, and we need your help to do that.
And I want to perform at the Tivoli, so let's get on
that's
that.
Right. We need a live show soon. So
follow us on Facebook and Instagram at You, Me, and a Poltergeist.
Follow our personal accounts at Brayden Fiveash, BRAYDON, number 5ASH.
And Bambi Maccas, BAMBIMACCAS.
We're getting good at that.
Hell yeah.
And as always, you can find us on every great podcatcher where podcasts can be found. Uploads every Friday.
iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, fucking Google everything. Play. Yeah, every Friday.
Every Friday. Find us there.
And also, if you feel like just emailing us for any reason at all, just for supernatural things, you want to tell us some stories, youmeanapoltergeist@gmail.com.
Yeah. Well, Belinda.
Brayden, let's go to bed.
Get us an outro.
Hey, guys. Exercise regularly.